It's Jeff Peel here at the Mobile World Congress in Barcelona with Jim Mackey, who's Senior Vice President of Marketing at Dialogic. Jim, you've recently launched a product which focuses on optimizing bandwidth over backhaul networks that are potentially constrained. There's no opportunity for increasing the capacity. Tell me a little bit about the background to this.
Okay. Hi, Jeff. How you doing? Thanks. So the product, if you're in a developing country where there's leased lines for backhaul between a tower to the core network, this product could optimize the IP traffic, the voice and data traffic that's coming, so that you get compression and bandwidth savings of up to 50%. So it's really good if you can't increase the bandwidth like you said, or you get more traffic coming onto your network and you don't want to buy more leased bandwidth lines.
So this is quite a big deal. As you mentioned, developing economies, you know, often there isn't a huge amount of installed backhaul, and therefore it is a real bottleneck. You mentioned also that you've a legacy or history of working in India.
Yeah. So in India, we see, in addition to this kind of product there, India uses, people use their mobile phones quite a bit, and their ARPU is really low. So they're using it for like real purposes of business and things like that, or just trying to get what's the weather report for their farm or something like that. And so we see voice SMS, some kind of value-added services that our customers supply in India to the operators. So that's another good example of technology helping out the everyday guy.
Yeah. And there is a history of wide area network optimization in the fixed line internet, if we could call it that. Do you see this as an increasing trend of operators having to sweat their assets more to avoid, you know, costly upgrades?
Yeah, I definitely think in the mobile area. I mean, we've all seen and read in the press about bandwidth issues. They could coin the term IHOG and things like that. So this is becoming more and more of an issue. And not just because of iPhones, just because more and more people are using mobile phones. So the network infrastructure is getting constrained.
Now, you've implemented this already with Telefónica in Mexico. What's their experience been?
Their experience has been really good, and they're very happy with the results, the ROI of the product in their network, and the quality that their customers get. So, yeah. So they're ready to go.
Yeah, and it's like you mentioned about a 2-to-1 upside.
You can get up to 50% depending on the network profile, the traffic profile, but you'll get anywhere between 25, 30, 50%. Yeah.
Okay. Jim Mackey, thank you very much indeed.
You're welcome.